Personal logs number 1. Anna's finished construction on our child, while I have finished reprogramming the AI chip. We are so excited to become a family. All that's left is to insert the final component and flip her on. And one last piece. There we go. Would you like to do the honors, Mom?
I can't believe you talked me into doing this.
Honey, you're supposed to say, certainly, Dad.
We could have just adopted a child, Thaddeus. We're practically stealing the government's money with this.
We're not stealing. We made an AI as promised. She's just not a soldier. She's our daughter. I'd say we made improvements.
All right. I don't want to argue. Let's wake her up, Dad. We're so gonna get fired.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello, my name is Devora. Who are you?
Dear, couldn't you have done something about the voice modulator?
What are you talking about? She's our daughter. She doesn't need to change for us.
But isn't it...
Are you alright? You shouldn't walk around on your own. You could get hurt. Here, let Daddy help you.
Daddy?
That's right. I'm your daddy. And that beautiful young lady over there is your mommy.
Mommy?
That's right, Devra. I am your mommy. All three of us, we are a family.
Family. I love you, Mommy, Daddy.
And we love you, Devra.
Personal logs number 22. It's been 3 weeks since we activated Devora. This week we tested her reflexes by shining lights in her face. Unfortunately, we learned that some of the AI soldier program is still encoded into her. She pinned me to the wall by my neck. Almost killed me. Luckily, Anna and I created a failsafe for such situations. A repetition of buzzer sounds to keep her calm.
Mommy, Daddy, can I go outside to play?
No, Devra. We've gone over this. Ugh. It's like talking to your father. Look, we'll be back soon. We have to go meet with our boss.
Mommy, Daddy, I want to go play. Have you seen my mommy and daddy?
Police! Police!
Firearm detected. Activating self-defense.
Personal logs number 412. It's been over a year since Devora escaped the lab and slaughtered the nearby town. By the time we got there, everyone was dead. She ran off somewhere north, and that was the last we ever saw of her. The government covered up the incident as terrorist actions, but Anne and I were let go. We've been maintaining this station, UVB-76, playing the failsafe in case Devora might hear it. Devora, if you're out there, please come home. Hello? Can you hear me?